Welcome once again to Dysfunctional Podcast. This is Jesus Figueroa at DysfunctionalDysfunctional.com. If you haven't checked out Lucifer Monday Nights on Fox, you should. And I got a chance to talk to Kevin Alejandro, who plays Detective Dan on the show.
Hey, Jesus. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How's it going with you?
Excellent. Thanks for asking.
This show has been really amazing. I've been hooked since episode one. What were you most excited about playing your character?
I was most excited to be part of this project. You know, just to be part of it, you know, made me super excited. When they told me about it, you know, I was immediately in. And you know, and I also wanted the opportunity to work with Tom Ellis and Lauren, like, such a great people. But this character was really enticing to me because, you know, you get to see his journey throughout of, you know, making honest mistakes and then trying to figure out how to make them right and win back the affection of his ex-wife and his daughter. You know, he's trying to vie for their attention and win them back.
Yeah. The relationship with the daughter seems to be a little bit rocky since he's not really involved in her life as much as should be. Mm-hmm. How do you feel the dynamic between the two is?
Well, I think, you know, Dan is a great detective, and he moved to the top. And along the way, he sacrificed the most important thing to him, which is his family. And I think he really, really tried to be there as much as he can. And I think throughout the season, you're going to see him try even harder. You know, but, you know, he's also a human being where just, you know, things happen to him that he can't help. So he's also a victim of circumstance throughout, you know, so that doesn't help his situation much. But, you know, also not everything is as it seems. You know, you have to pay attention to each episode because the writers do such a great job of dropping hints about things. And, you know, there are secrets and things that are going to unfold throughout the rest of the season that I think is going to be really interesting for people to watch.
Throughout the first couple of episodes, you kind of get the feel that Lucifer doesn't like Dan. Are you worried at all about this fact that, you know, there's a little rivalry between Lucifer and Dan?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, Dan wants his family back. And now there's this tall, dark, handsome guy, you know, who's hanging around his wife and now his daughter all the time. So automatically he feels threatened, you know. And then you put these two alpha males together, you know, they're gonna butt heads. They're going to puff out their chests and turn into 12-year-old boys trying to, you know, win back the girl. But that's kind of, you know, that's what makes it funny, too, throughout the season, you know, because they do just turn into idiots, you know.
It's hilarious, and in the first episode, you have that line where Trixie asks, what's a hooker? How do you respond to a little girl that asks that?
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because on the day, you know, I was like, you know, we're always like doing little improv stuff. So I'm like, a hooker is, you know what a fisherman is? Okay, so a fisherman puts a hook on his string. So there's a certain guy who puts the hook on the string. That's called a hooker.
Wow.
And she's like, uh-huh, sure.
When it comes to, you know, his backstory, we don't really know much about it so far. Have you made up a backstory, or have you been told a backstory so you could get this character right?
You know what? What's great is they did have more information for me as to where he comes from, and but you know they didn't want to give me all of the details because they didn't, you know, because sometimes when you know too much, then you start to play that and you give it away. So I had to make up some certain things for myself to ring true, but they gave me ideas about, you know, about the direction that they were going. I know that Dan has, you know, he definitely has a past, and so does Chloe. And, you know, within that past, decisions were made that affect the rest of their lives. And throughout the season, you see him and her trying to sort of fix those mistakes, you know. Yeah. Secrets are revealed.
what are you most looking forward to the audience being able to see in the upcoming episodes?
Well, for those guys who have followed my career, it seems that most shows that I'm in, for some reason, they like to see me in girls' clothing, like bathrobes and that stuff. Well, you can look forward to seeing that again in this show.
Wow.
I think that's the next episode, too.
Oh, that's great. This coming episode seems like it's going to be quite exciting.
Yeah, it is. You know, but honestly, you know, what you can look forward to, what the guys can look forward to is that the writing, you know, after a certain point, when you spend so much time with people, you start to figure out who they are in real life, right? And the writers have done that, and the actors have done that with their characters. So like right at this point is when the writing gets better, the acting gets better. It's just much more, you know, it's like this different nuances that it becomes really solid, character-driven ensemble piece, you know? So what you can look forward to is some really great, funny storytelling that's coming up, you know, and some unexpected sort of supernatural crazy things that happen, you know, that it just gets so good. It gets so good. So, I mean, you know, just stick to it, and I promise by the end of the season, you will not be disappointed.
Okay, so there's more supernatural stuff coming. Were you a fan of the supernatural?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was, you know, I've it's been around for several years now. You know, it's so relevant right now, you know, with Marvel and DC and, you know, True Blood and, you know, all of these different kinds of supernatural genres that people are really attaching to. So, and then I've been really fortunate that it came during my time right now where, you know, where I'm, you know, getting the roles that I'm getting because I'm having so much fun doing it, you know? So, yeah, I've been really fortunate to be part of it.
When it comes to the supernatural, what has been the most exciting part about playing this character?
It hasn't been revealed yet, but he goes through, how do I put this? He goes through challenges and struggles and huge obstacles set in Dan's way. And the thing that I love most about it is watching him get over those obstacles. That's about all I can say without giving anything away.
What's been your favorite part about playing a detective?
I love everything about being a detective, man. Because I've had so much training and with different police departments, NYPD, LAPD, and you know, I have good friends who are detectives and, you know, chiefs of police and commissioners and stuff like that. I love the challenge of being a police officer, and you know, the last person I want to disappoint is a police officer when it comes to my performance. I want them to believe that I could actually do that job. So that's always a really, you know, great incentive for me to take on these detective roles or police officer roles, because I want to do it the best I possibly can, you know, and I'm lucky to have all the training that I have had to assist me in that.
What has it been like having LA as a backdrop to this?
I love having LA as a backdrop. But you know, we shoot this show in Vancouver actually.
Yeah.
So I would love to be home and, you know, be able to go to work and then come home and go surf, you know, and walk back to my apartment, that kind of thing. But, you know, I love living in Vancouver because Vancouver is great, but, you know, if we can move it to LA, that would be even better. LA is the perfect setting for a show for Lucifer, you know? I mean, it's Lucifer leaves hell so that he can come and redeem himself and figure out humanity and why we make the decisions we make in our lives and blame the devil instead of taking responsibility. So he wants to come and he wants to figure out why we are the way we are. What better world than LA? People come to LA in real life to redeem themselves or to reinvent themselves, you know, but it's loaded with sin as well. So I think it's the perfect backdrop for a show like Lucifer.